Now, hundreds of thousands of people have yet to contact Revenue to sort out how they will pay tax owed on pandemic unemployment payment received during lockdowns. Close to 300,000 taxpayers who received a PUP and the temporary wage subsidy scheme payments have not yet filed a tax return, Revenue confirmed. Some of those who got the PUP will be facing tax bills of up to €2,500. Combined, these people owe €219 million in taxes. No income tax, PRSI or universal charge was deducted at source for PUP and temporary wage subsidy scheme payments because the money had to be gotten out as quickly as possible. Now that forces the people who receive them to make their own arrangements with Revenue on how they're going to pay the tax due. And yet, hundreds of thousands of them have yet to file a tax return. A number of you were getting in touch with us with questions about this last week when we were talking about it on the programme. With me to talk a bit more about it is Tom O'Shea of Kelleher O'Shea Chartered Accountants. Tom, good morning to you and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, what's the situation here? Is it as it is described there? And does this affect, you know, in any way people who maybe wouldn't have ever made a tax return themselves unless it was done through their employer?
Yes,
before.
Jerry, I think you've outlined it clearly there. 280,000 people, 219 million with an average potential tax liability of 2,500, varying from 1,350 upwards. I think it's the main people which will be caught in this, Jerry, are those, as you've already said, those that never had to make a tax return or are not aware of a self-assessment return with Revenue on an annual basis, and that probably the vast majority of them that remain fall into the PAYE category. In 2020, approximately 126,000 people have settled their liability and 78 million already has been collected by Revenue. So one would imagine that the vast majority of that 126,000 fell into the self-employed category.
Yeah.
And the remaining numbers relate to employees.
Okay, so how long do you have to pay this off? Is there a looming deadline with it?
No, in general, if you're self-employed, Jerry, you'll be well accustomed to making a tax return on an annual basis, and it's actually around this time of the year that we're preparing the vast majority of returns for submission to Revenue. In a PAYE scenario where, through negotiation with Revenue, you can have up to 4 years to make I wouldn't say a return, but up to 4 years to settle your liability in this case.
Right. And how can you do that? Is there a number of ways? Or will it be done if, let's say, you do nothing, what will happen?
Well, I suppose doing nothing, Jerry, would not be a desirable scenario. I would recommend that, you know, most people, if they find themselves in this scenario, you're as well off to approach Revenue. Doing nothing will result in Revenue taking a decision on your behalf in relation to your tax credits and probably in most instances reducing them over the four-year period. With a tax liability, Jerry, of €2,500, you could be looking at a reduction there, approximately €550 per annum. But at the same time, I don't think a person would like to prolong this over too long a period. So you usually find the revenue are open to discussions around this point, and credits could be reduced over a 12-month period or extended longer than that if the taxpayer is willing to negotiate along those
lines. So is that one of the possible ways to go, rather than having to come up with €2,500 and pay it off in the lump sum, or even come up with a situation where you're paying money in, that you would talk to Revenue and say, look, can we work on a system where you take X amount off my credits as time goes by? So you don't, I suppose, money is money, but you don't feel the pain as much.
Exactly,
shall we,
Jerry,
say.
Yeah, I think that is the scenario which you will find in the vast majority of cases remaining for PAYE workers. They'll discuss with Revenue, negotiate over a period of time, and as you say, €2,500 in one go could be a significant amount, but, you know, anything in the region of maybe 25 or maybe €15 a week may not affect the pocket as significantly.
Yeah, and if you do not do anything, as we talked about, is there a danger of penalties being applied if you let the time run out?
I think in this scenario, Revenue will take a decision, and you will find that the new certs which will issue, the new tax credit certs which will issue in January in 2023, will take an automatic deduction for this repayment, and they'll take a decision over what period of time, you know, the payment will come back in.
So you'll lose control over it then, Tom, effectively.
You will.
It'll be the Revenue saying, this is what we're doing, this is how much we're taking off you, and this is when we're doing it.
Correct. But I suppose, Jerry, they have to a certain extent.
Yeah, no, you know, completely understandable. They have to take action on it.
Yeah. So yeah. In most instances, you'll find a lot of cases where self-employed people have settled the score at this stage. They've dealt with their liabilities. Indeed, we dealt dealt with a lot of them ourselves last year when we were doing the tax returns, where people were surprised that this payment was even taxable in the first instance. But of course, a lot of payments that are made by revenue are taxable, but the realities are that most people, the amounts involved are so low they fall outside the tax net completely. But in this scenario, if you take an example, Gerry, of somebody on €35,000, they're going to have an average liability still remaining of €1,350 approximately. Obviously, a person on €67,500 is the other example used, they'll have the maximum repayable of approximately €2,500.
Yeah.
Now, it's obviously it could be easier, although with the cost of living and circumstances as they are at the moment, it could be easier for the person on the higher amount there to deal with their liability as opposed to the smaller.
They may have more disposable income to play around with in relation to that. One listener, look, and it's not your issue, Tom, annoyed that revenue won't pick up the phone. She doesn't use a computer, wondering how she's meant to contact them. I suppose she could write a letter, but at the same time, it would be ideal if she could talk to someone at the end of a phone line. You would hope they'd have enough people on the line to deal with this, but although I would imagine, Tom, they are pretty busy this time of the year.
They are, exactly, and I suppose revenue system has changed to a certain extent. They've moved to a Ross system over the last number of years for individual taxpayers. That's a revenue online service. It's relatively easy, you know, friendly for the user insofar as the, you know, it's like anything we use now, they're driven by passwords and that. But usually people that have a command of, you know, computer skills can log on fairly easily and go through the system. But they have phone lines which are open as well. I know they're open for a limited number of hours, but you can get in contact with them. It's perseverance more than anything else.
Okay. And Tom, on a separate issue, look, a lot of businesses would have been under pressure in a similar way. Another thing that was brought in 2020 was the VAT warehousing scheme, and that's been extended now, which enables businesses to delay paying certain debts by an additional 16 months up to May 2024. This takes a good bit of pressure off.
It does.
Small
absolutely.
And medium businesses, Tom.
Absolutely, yeah. The Collector General was out early this morning just commenting on it and extending the period. There was an initial period of the 31st to December 22, which extended to the 1st of May 23, and this has been extended again now to the 1st of May 2024. So I suppose, Gerry, again, the realities are there that 7,500 of the larger taxpayers owe 2.2 billion of the overall liability of 2.5 billion. So, you know, it's in revenue's interest, I suppose, to negotiate with these people and hope that they would come out the other end of the system to ensure that the collection of tax, even over a longer period, you know, that it's still, from their point of view, that it comes into the exchequer.
Yeah, and that, like that, you're talking billions there as opposed to 219 million a year. A lot of these companies would have debts of less than 5,000 warehoused. That smaller companies, smaller, make up the backbone of the economy effectively.
Exactly, and we've seen a lot of this in the office where we've been, you know, discussing with our clients in relation to matters like this. So 50,000 small to medium-sized enterprises, small businesses, owe less than €5,000, which is significant enough. I know you have a large cohort involved in the 2.2 billion, but we must remember those small businesses as well, where €5,000 is significant. You know, it could mean the difference between surviving over that 12 or 18 month period or not surviving. So it just, I think it's a good initiative by Revenue to extend it again to offer the rate of interest at 3% as opposed to 10% then when they do go into the system. But again, we would urge people to negotiate at the earliest point in relation to this, because avoiding it, Gerry, could lead to unnecessary increased interest rates down the line again.
Yeah, and there is, again, I know a situation, the sooner you do it, if you do it before, I'm not sure what the time is, you won't attract any sort of penalties or late payment fees.
Exactly, Gerry, and the first cut is the deepest in relation to matters like this. Usually when the discussion starts, we find that clients open up and the Revenue are very open to negotiations of falling into this realm. So I would urge people to really just focus in on it, deal with it and move on.
Yeah. And look, I know there is fear from people, especially people who've never dealt in this level of revenue before, that they're afraid of it, but they are being reasonable about it is the point to make, I suppose.
Absolutely. I mean, revenue, obviously, you know, the last thing Revenue want is to really force an individual into a scenario where they can't pay it back at all. They're foregoing the debt then if the business cannot survive or cannot continue, you know, to trade. So in circumstances like this where you give a breather for 18 months, 2 years, Revenue then over a longer period may recoup the tax liability in full.
Yeah, okay. All right, listen, Tom, look, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for going through those two things and explaining for us, for a lot of our listeners out there who are wondering about this. Time to start picking up the phone or sending emails or getting in touch with Revenue in relation to that. Tom, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's Tom O'Shea there of Keller O'Shea Chartered Accountants on the PUP tax situation and the VAT warehousing scheme, which has been extended now. News coming through yesterday, extended until May of 2024.